Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America, and welcome to everybody out there to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. I am your guest host, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, sitting in for retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, host of the Captain's America Third Watch, as we broadcast on this Tuesday edition, live from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station. And, of course, we're broadcasting right from Studio E. That's the Moss Family Automotive Studio to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country, as well as around the world via the Internet and via satellite over the GCN network. As always, a special shout-out goes out to all of our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital, our ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, keeping America rolling along, we appreciate all of you. Of course, the over-the-road 18-wheeler truck drivers, the men and women out there getting things done coast-to-coast and border-to-border, our FedEx, our UPS drivers, along with the bulk mail center haulers, and, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And let's not leave out, of course, our Amazon warehouse workers, the Amazon drivers as well, delivering their packages all across the country. And of course, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. You can also find us on MeWe, on Gab, Truth Social, Getter, and we're on Twitter at Captain's America. That's at Captain's America. And don't forget, the website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And of course, we are waiting to hear, of course, holding patiently on the line, is our very own Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Are you ready to say the pledge before we get started?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Here we go. I pledge allegiance, to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. And, of course, as the captain likes to say, we emphasize those two words, folks, under God, as our nation is founded on Judeo-Christian values. Of course, our toll-free number, 1-877-969-8600. And once again, glad to be here with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Denise, we were talking about the debt ceiling raise, but do you think that there's ever going, as we were just going out to break, so I'd like to ask you again, just for everybody listening, do you think there's going to be any kind of a real solution to this, or is it just going to get to the end and you've got to raise it anyway?
There's not a choice. I mean, there has to be some kind of a deal to raise the debt ceiling, which is what the House voted on. And the House said, okay, we will raise the debt ceiling, but we're going to take back spending. We're going to take spending back to really what it was 5 months ago. In other words, we're going to take it back to the end of last year. So McCarthy and Biden met yesterday. What's particularly fascinating to me is that Biden got a cheat sheet and McCarthy didn't. So it tells me that Biden has no clue of what is in this bill that the House passed. None, zero. They're talking, certainly the White House is balking at a few things. And one is the work requirement. So if you're on unemployment, fine, but you're going to have to work 20 hours a week. And there are exceptions to that, if you know, if you're a single parent and all that other kind of stuff. But what, what we're trying to do is get these people back into the race again, if you understand what I'm saying.
Right.
And so what the House is really saying is we're looking at entitlements, things that we can control. You know, Social Security is in trouble, and Social Security is in trouble to the point where there are not enough people contributing, working and contributing into Social Security for the amount of senior citizens that are aging, but aging well, such that, you know, and they had a, and Social Security had a big, huge raise, an inflation raise, which is part of the law. So that's something that really can't be negotiated. The other piece is that the White House wanted to keep the student loan freedom in there, you know, to, you know, sidestep and forgive a lot of these student loans. And
right.
The House was like, no, we're not doing that either. So we haven't heard the White House or any of the negotiations talk about waste, fraud, and abuse. We haven't heard them talk about the spending in agency by agency, like the Department of Education. The White House finally said, okay, we think we can do the clawback on the unspent COVID money, and at least we made some progress there. But this team that the White House is, has put in to these negotiations, they're clearly not serious. So we may have to go back to something that we had once before, and that was Simpson-Bowles.
Yeah.
Where you've got just an outside force that was mobilized. But we don't have time anymore because this White House wasted time. We just don't have the time if everything that Janet Yellen tells us is true.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, you mentioned going back spending for about 4 or 5 months. Well, I guess that constitutes a catastrophe for the Biden administration. Yes. All right. Well, Denise, hold that thought because I do hear the music coming up. And, folks, we are going to be back here in just a few moments with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com as we truck along your radio dial on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm Kyle Warren in for the Captain. Stay right there.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
All right, you are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. As we go through the overnight hours, don't forget the toll-free number is 1-877-969-8600. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce, of course. Don't forget, we're going to get right back here in just a moment to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. But first, I want to tell you that this portion of the program and our conversation with Denise Simon is being brought to you by your friends over at GEICO. That would be none other than GEICO Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. And all you have to do is go to their website, geico.com, take advantage of their price comparison. Put in the vehicle that you own, whether it's a car or truck, to see what the comparison might be for the same type of coverage that you have right now. In addition, if you have a motorcycle or boat or RV or ATV, you can bundle all that together with your car insurance and save even more money, save money on both. And where you're really going to see the big money, and we really mean that, the big money, this is when you're going to bundle your house. Maybe you have an apartment or a condo. You know, each one has a different rate. So bundle all that together, see what the price is going to be, and who knows? You just might see just how much money you can really save. Again, go to geico.com. That's G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, and do the cost comparison test today and save. All right, let's get back to our friend Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Welcome back, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. You know, when we were talking about the debt ceiling, you mentioned something that, you know, first of all, it's not going to not be done at some point. But it's interesting to me that the Biden administration will put out a statement saying the default is off the table, as if they're trying to make it, you know, okay, all right, we're going to have this default probably, but we're going to stand against it, when everybody knows that they're that's just words at this point.
Precisely. I mean, we're not only the White House, but the Democrats, you know, they're all arguing the same point, and it's not even a point, which is, you know, we don't default.
Right.
Janet Yellen has put a check mark on June the 1st as as the break moment. Well, no. We take in more tax revenue than right now than the bills that we have to pay. Now, some other things may not get paid internally, but you know, and or get funded, and those are fine. But you, the bills that absolutely come due, can she has the money to pay it? So I mean, it's like somebody be honest here, and somebody you know get off their ego trip and their power trip,
right?
Say it the way it needs to be said.
Yeah, right. Well, it's just, it's not, you know, the Biden administration wants to make you think it's Armageddon. I tell you what, we have a caller on the line. It's Aaron calling in from Denver. Do you want to take a call from Aaron and see what he has to say?
Yay! Hey, Aaron.
I think he's there now. Hey, are you there, Aaron?
Oh, yes, I'm still here. Okay. I was just listening to your conversation with Ms. Denise there. But me personally, I hope the government just gets shut down. This country's broke, needs to pay its bills. It shouldn't even be in this hell as it is. So, I mean, it's just very frustrating what's going on. I mean, the House is doing the right thing, trying to rein in all this spending. The spending has to stop. And this administration, of course, is a disaster. It's clueless. Taking a page from Bagabones Pelosi. Well, we'll vote to pass this bill, even though we don't know what the hell's in it, but we'll vote to pass it, which is just insanity. But it's just so very frustrating to hear all this doom and gloom, and the sky is falling if we don't have this so-called debt ceiling. And it's just a travesty. Stop the spending. Get this country out of debt. And then we can deal with the other insanity down the line. But anyway, Professor Pobdix, Denise, adios.
All right, thank you so much. We appreciate that, Aaron, very much.
You know, it's fascinating to me that there's not a discussion, and I wish McCarthy would actually take this up. If we take a look at the trend of spending, let's say over the last 10 or 15 years, in places that... And that never should have happened to start with, we wouldn't be in this situation. You know, we have read about the fraudulent money that went out over the Paycheck Protection Program over COVID. The money that we send to ridiculous countries, Vanuatu, for instance. We can necessarily understand peace parts of Ukraine. But, you know, this White House is they're real surprised that, you know, the Russians invaded. Well, then they ought to fire every single ambassador and everybody in the Joint Chiefs of Staff because they all knew that it was going to happen. First of all, the Russians under Putin withdrew from the Geneva Convention. What does that tell you?
Good. Yes, that's exactly right. I mean, that is exactly the good indicator there. Yeah.
Precisely. So, you know, there's not any truths that are coming out of this administration, or I would say any of the people that are, you know, advocates for them.
Well, I tell you, you know, and you go back to Joe Biden saying, well, we'd have to figure out, is it a minor incursion? You know,
yeah.
Now there's these gradations. So, you know, Taiwan might just get taken over a little bit or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's this kind of ridiculous nonsense that doesn't give people confidence that Joe Biden can handle this stuff. And certainly, and he's a candidate for president. I mean, doesn't he know that every single thing that he does and has done up to this point is going to be scrutinized? Or do you think that they think it's just as simple as, well, it could be Trump, and if it's Trump, then we figure we can beat him again. It'll just be easy. But I don't think it would be that easy, necessarily.
This White House, along with the National Security Council, which is questionable at best, they get a presidential daily briefing every single day. And a presidential daily briefing isn't just about national security. It's a presidential daily briefing. You know, so it would cover, you know, the sublime to the ridiculous, meaning priorities, whether it be education, whether it be FBI, CIA, you know, spending, you know, whatever. Is anybody reading it?
Good question.
Or if they said to these people that contribute to the presidential daily briefing, don't put that in there, don't put that in there. And I'm gonna blame also too Susan Rice, because I think that she's the shadow president, or at least was until she resigned. And the chief of staff. So, I mean, Biden is inert. I mean, this cat doesn't do any strategic, critical thinking at all.
No.
I also don't think that he's necessarily presented with anything to do the strategic thinking. Nobody in their right mind would ever have approved the plan to leave Afghanistan the way we did. Okay? I don't even think Biden would have done it. Somebody else made that decision, and he just rolled with it. So he's not, he's playing neutral here. You know, he's like inert.
Yeah, it does beg the question, and I'm not trying to sound fantastical, but I think you're right. I think you get this idea that Biden's not the one who's saying, okay, it's going to be this way.
No.
You know, I'm the president, so therefore, you know, it because this is too ridiculous.
Well, that's it. So there are other people that the power and the thought have been delegated to, or have taken control, and they just, you know, hand off the glory to Biden, if there's any glory to be had. So I would be taking a long look at all of these people that are on the National Security Council.
Yes.
And again, national security isn't just about threats to the United States, because I mean, it's gotten to the point now where are the threats inside the United States, like the enemies within, is just as dangerous as the enemies outside the United States.
Yes,
I mean,
I agree. I agree. Yeah, but again, it's as if there's this the ideology or the method, you know, the mindset instructs them what to do. So you don't have a president who can say, well, sometimes we do this and sometimes we do that. This is the best course, even though it kind of goes away from the mindset of my party or my ilk. And that's where that lack of leadership is, because everything is just, it's like in the Soviet Union. It's just, this is the way we think and this is the way we do things. And if you differ from it, now you're an enemy of the state.
Right. Precisely.
Yeah.
Precisely
yeah.
Right.
Well, here comes the music. I can hear that, Denise. But thank you so
all
much.
Right.
I'm going to look
you.
Forward to talking
thank
to you tomorrow. Denise Simon,
right.
FoundersCode.com.
Happy Tuesday. Thanks.
Happy Tuesday to you, too, Denise. We thank you very much. Always an interesting conversation with Denise Simon. Once again, from FoundersCode.com. And we will be right back. Kyle Warren in for Captain Matt Bruce, Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. As expected, there has been no agreement reached after a one-on-one meeting over the debt ceiling between President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy late Monday. After the meeting, McCarthy said the discussion was productive. Biden said the same and added that when it comes to the budget,
we need to cut spending, but here's a disagreement. I think we should be looking at tax loopholes and make sure the wealthy pay their fair share. I think revenue matters.
But in a statement, Biden said Monday's meeting wasn't about the budget. It was about averting a national debt default. Congress must pass a debt ceiling increase by the first week of June, or risk that very thing. Actor Ray Stevenson is dead at 58. Variety reports he died Sunday in Italy, just 4 days before his birthday. An Italian newspaper reported he was hospitalized while working on a film called Casino on Ischia. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, we are back. The Captain's America Third Watch radio program continues to roll across your radio dial here in the overnights. And I got to tell you something, folks. I'm looking at this map in the Captain's studio that has all the different affiliates. I don't think it even includes all of them, but there's pins all over the map. I mean, I'm just so glad to be here and actually see it in person, and glad to be with you, and of course, Kyle Warren with you here sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce, who's going to be back very, very soon, we hope, and of course, he's doing great, and we talked to him in hour number one earlier this morning, and he talked about the debt ceiling raise and sending F-16s to Ukraine, and the fact that Russia is just, you know, getting up in arms about it, trying to make everybody scared that, you know, if that happens, then what? But, you know, we'll see. But at any rate, as I said, it's good to hear from the captain. We'll be talking with him again tomorrow as well. And then today on Tuesday, I'm going to be over at Mission Barbecue in the stead of the captain. I get to meet all of the great people I've heard so much about and talk to on the show as well. And the captain mentioned this in hour number one as well. And I wish the captain would be able to be there. But he'll be there next time, I'm sure, when I'm there. And so, but I'm just really, really happy to be meeting everybody here locally in Tampa. Everybody's been so nice, and it's just really been a pleasure. And I can hardly wait to actually go to Mission Barbecue. I've heard so much about it. Of course, we'll be there tomorrow from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. You got great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. And the Mission Barbecue located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa. And we're going to see you there. And
Once again, I wish the captain would be there with us, but of course that'll happen here real soon, and our best wishes. And, you know, I think the prayers that have gone out for Captain Matt Bruce are just really, really phenomenal. We really appreciate it, and I know he does. That's for darn sure. Okay, folks, this portion of the program is being brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow. Listeners to the show, of course, know that Captain Matt Bruce likes to tell everybody about the good people at MyPillow, from the brand new 2.0 MyPillow to the Giza sheets, the slippers, the unbelievable towel sets, just to name a few. And by the way, everyone in my family, the professor's family, we all sleep on a MyPillow. We were just talking about it the other night as well. You know, kids are home from college now, we just went around and counted it. Yep, everybody's got a MyPillow, that's for sure. Everybody's got the MyPillow. I've got my slippers that Mrs. Professor gave to me. I gave her the slippers as well. And we sleep on the Giza sheets, of course, every night. We love them. And right now, you can get those Giza sheets as low as $29.98. That's saving 50%. $29.98. You can't beat that to start out as low as that with the promo code Captain, of course. And of course, the slippers, sandals, and slides are also on sale right now as low as $19.95 with your promo code Captain. So go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com, and use your promo code Captain. If you'd rather call on the telephone line, you can do that as well. 1-800-641-5459. That's 1-800-641-5459. And be sure again to use the promo code Captain. Get those deep discounts, and you're going to save a bundle. Once again, MyPillow.com, and that's the promo code Captain. All right. Well, one of the other things that the Biden administration is up to that we're hearing about now, of course, is that the Biden administration announced on Monday that 7 Western states had reached an agreement to conserve critical Colorado River system water supplies amid severe drought conditions. The agreement reached by the so-called lower basin states of Arizona, California, and Nevada ensures that at least 3 million acre feet or 978 billion gallons of Colorado River water supplies are conserved by 2027, according to the Department of the Interior, which has worked with states to address shortages. Under the plan, at least half of that amount would be conserved by 2025. There are 40 million people, 7 states, and 30 tribal nations that rely on the Colorado River Basin for basic services such as drinking water and electricity, Interior Secretary Deb Haaland said in a statement on Monday. Today's announcement is a testament to the Biden-Harris administration's commitment to working with states, tribes, and communities throughout the West to find consistent consensus solutions in the face of climate change and sustained drought. Well, all that sounds really great, right? I mean, who doesn't want to conserve water in the face of drought? Who doesn't want to do that? But great other strides could be made here if we were able to practically try to capture water, not just conserve the water, but capture the water that actually falls from the sky. And, of course, over this last wintertime, especially in California, my state, we've seen so much rain and so much snow that, of course, they're very happy about the snowpack now. That's actually a very good thing. But there's this other problem called the runoff. A lot of the rain that falls in California, and you see it on the news, and you see the devastating flooding, and it does get very bad. But a lot of the water just runs off into the ocean, and there's nothing that can be done, evidently. But yet, there is something that could be done. And so, the reason I'm pointing out this story is that the Biden administration encapsulates the very same kind of modality or ideology or thinking process. Is it really a thinking process? I mean, I guess we'll just use that term loosely here, the thinking process that goes on. In such that all we have to do now is you always have to have less. If you ever notice this with the left, it's always about you're going to make do with less. You're going to have less water. You're going to have less power. You certainly are going to have less gas stoves, right? And to a great degree, you're still going to have a lot less electricity, but you're going to have an electric car. And so don't worry, because then you're going to save all this gas, because you won't have an electric car to save all the gas and so forth. But you won't be able to charge it, because guess what? We're not going to be able to produce enough electricity. And on it goes. It's always less. And it does, and by the way, it does not fall under the old maxim, right? Less is more. You know, less is more. No, it's not. In this case, less is less. It really is less. And you've got to have to learn how to deal with it. And it's not just power, and it's not just water. It's going to be food. It's food at the same time. I don't know how many stories I've seen lately of these things where, you know, you fight climate change. You're going to eat bugs. Well, you know, honestly, this is akin to going out in your backyard and finding some crickets and saying, you know, luncheon, everyone. it's time for the crickets. And, you know, nobody's going to buy that. Nobody's going to think that that's a real solution. But it's couched in the notion that, well, it's all about climate change. You see, you know, we're not going to have, like, regular food anymore. You're going to have to eat bugs, because if you don't eat bugs, then you're anti-Earth, you're anti-climate change, and this kind of stuff, which, again, is just another way of trying to draw you in to an ideology, a way of thinking, without thinking, such that now the actions that you take are only self-serving in the idea that, look, I can pat myself on the back. Look what I did. I've got all this going, and I am I'm a good person. Well, most Americans, I think, already believe that they're good people, that they already believe that they're doing the right thing and they're working hard. And by the way, I think I have enough time in this segment just to say this briefly. So I'm sitting on the airplane earlier today, and I'm literally flying across the country. I'm flying from California, and I went to Atlanta, and then I came down to Tampa. That was connecting through Atlanta. But I'm looking at the map, you know, that you, a lot of these planes have the maps that you can follow along, and I'm realizing that I'm flying across the United States of America, and I'm flying across all these people who are doing their job every day. They're working hard. They literally are getting up, you know, early in the morning and you know, early in the morning, and they're going out and they're working, and they're not complaining, and they're doing their thing, and they're decent and they're hardworking. All these things are happening, and I just kind of got a little thought when I was looking at this map and looking out the window. And I was thinking, well, again, this is the America that so many of the party elite people, they just don't understand, or they cast aside, or they think that, well, it's not really that important. You know, it's not elite enough, you know, this kind of thing. And I realized then that, again, they don't get it. They don't get about the hard work. They don't get it about the opportunity. And that's why they don't get it about maybe having some work requirements if you had some other benefits. They don't get it. That's right. But we get it. We know you get it. We get it here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren in for Captain Matt Bruce. Please don't go anywhere. We're back right after this.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All right, thank you so much, Kathy Curtis. And you are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce, of course, as we continue across your radio dial here in the overnights. And we have so much more to tell you about. First off, we're going to bring in Chris Markowski here in just a moment. I want to tell you that this portion of our program, though, and our conversation with Chris is being brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. That would include Moss Acura and Moss Nissan. Moss Acura and Moss Nissan are side by side on the North Florida Avenue in Tampa. And which is where I am right now, right? And that's very cool. Then they've also got the new Moss Nissan dealership up in Brooksville, Florida, on State Route 50 right near the Suncoast Parkway. And their flagship station, of course, is located at 19 and 54 in Newport Richey, Moss Nissan and MossAcura.com. All right, well, let's bring in Chris Markowski without further ado, the watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
Doing well, doing well. How about yourself?
Well, doing fine. Thank you very much. And I'm curious, Chris, you know, the last time we talked, of course, we talked about the debt ceiling. I want to talk about other things, too. But just real quick, what's your take on the latest saying progress or no progress or is no progress progress? What is it?
The whole thing, it just bores the hell out of me, to be quite honest with you. It really does. It's the same stupid dance again and again and again. I guess we heard yesterday, talks were productive, heading in the right direction. Whatever that means, they'll come up with something, but the reality is everything that we're being taught, this is what bothers me to such a great deal. We're constantly told, America's got to pay its bills. I mean, we're still collecting taxes. If you hit the debt ceiling, trillions of dollars are still heading into the Treasury, collected from us, from we the people. The Treasury Secretary has to make decisions on who gets paid, who doesn't get paid. And due to the 14th Amendment, the conversations come up about whether or not Biden can bypass the debt ceiling. No. Congress can do that. The Treasury Secretary has to pay interest on our debt, has to make good on that. Next thing down the line would be the entitlement programs as well, Social Security and Medicare. There's enough money coming in. It's government that would be cut.
Right.
Funding for government programs would be cut. And whenever this has happened in the past, you get certain government workers that all of a sudden are furloughed. Then what happens is, they eventually go back to work and they get back pay. So basically they're getting a paid vacation. An extra one. That's how this thing always plays out every single time. It is. It's ridiculous at its face. But you know what? Republicans are saying we're drawing the line right now. We want to cut back on spending. And I think, it's good. But what happens every bloody time, is Republicans cave. And when they get in power, they decide that they want to spend and spend and spend and spend as well. And we just had Republican senators on their way out the door sign off on an omnibus spending package that benefited them and their districts. Until we cut spending, okay, and it doesn't make any difference. I mean, this is going to be a slight step because it's discretionary spending, but this doesn't talk about entitlements that need to be touched. The two leading candidates for the presidency, you got Joe Biden and Donald Trump, agree wholeheartedly that they're not going to do anything in regards to Social Security and Medicare. That's just bloody irresponsible, because in less than 10 years, it's going to be cut by over 20%.
That's sobering and intense. You know what, Chris? We got a call holding on the line. You feel like taking a call this morning?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. All right, you are on the Captain's America with Chris Markowski and Kyle Warren. Good morning.
Hello, this is Backgammon Bob.
Hey, Backgammon Bob.
Just wanted to say one thing. Two things, well, maybe three, who knows. I think we just need to let them go ahead and do the default, and that's what I think we need to do. Got to cut spending somewhere, and we got to get some of that pain over with to start with. We can't cave into them. Other thing is, as far as the climate and the electric car something, there's no way that we can charge all these electric cars with all these with the electric infrastructure that we have now. And I think rather than pure electric cars, a plug-in hybrid, which Toyota's come out with some of them, which is like a 44 miles worth of electric charge that you can plug your thing in every night. But you can't just have pure electric cars everywhere because they've run out. And need to build some infrastructure. I think we need to build some nuclear power plants, and I think that's the only way that this electric car thing can work.
Well,
all right, that's it.
Well, thank you, Backgammon Bob. We'll see you. We'll hopefully see you at Mission Barbecue.
Okay, I will plan on being there. Are you coming?
Yeah, we're coming there today. All right. Well, thanks again, Backgammon Bob. All right. All right, well, back with Chris Markowski. Chris, I think Backgammon Bob's got a great point. You're not going to be able to charge all these cars, that's for sure. And talk about crashing the economy if people can't get where they need to go and go to work because energy's so high. But I also wanted to ask you this morning in the time we have left, you had mentioned the other day about the idea of China possibly invading, or I had asked you actually about China possibly invading Taiwan. But you had a good perspective on that, and that was that, well, wait a minute, no, it's not in their best interest. Well, just recently Biden is saying that, they're going to see a shift in China shortly with their ties with China, and it all goes to the idea of de-risk versus decoupling. What do you think about that?
I'm Kyle. I'm a little confused. What do you mean, de-risk versus? I mean, basically, that's what our position is going to be. I'm kind of lost you there.
No. That's yeah. The idea that you might want to spread out the where you're going to get different products and so forth that you might get from China.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, to try to hedge your bets rather than try to decouple from China, because that's not in their best interest, and to a great degree, it's not going to be in our best interest.
Yeah, earlier this morning I was just reading an interesting column that's actually talking about the G7 and, you know, what a tremendous job Japan did in hosting the G7, because, again, they're in China's neck of the woods. And obviously, you know, post-World War II, you know, their military is not, you know, we basically helped defend them, but they were dealing with issues with China, and they've had territorial disputes with China and Russia since World War II, and, you know, they're basically saying, hey, listen, one of the reasons why they had Zelensky over to the G7 is that they've got to take these things seriously. Now, certain countries out there, you know, you got to understand, one of the most, one of the richest companies in the world is LVMH. They want to sell luxury goods in China. Germany wants to sell cars in China. So there's a myriad of different interests in the G7. But we're already starting to see, you know, that this, you know, that the supply chain starting to move elsewhere. I mean, Apple talked about, and which they're doing already, moving some of their stuff over to India. At the same time, they're now, you know, we've got Apple stores in India for the first time. And the demographics of India are much, much better than China's. Their population is growing, where China's is going to start going backwards very quickly. Yeah, that's one of the ways you can handle it. There was another interesting, you know, conversation talking about all of the high-tech infrastructure that is in Taiwan. You know, that's what, you know, what China really wants, the Taiwan semiconductor and the type of things that the chips that they make there. The fact that you know, they could destroy them themselves and make the acquisition of Taiwan, you know, basically destroy what they're trying to take. So there's lots of different things to think about. Again, I'm under the same idea that, you know, Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger have, is that the entire thing with China is stupid, 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 stupid. We've got to figure out some way to live in this world together. I always welcome competition. When, you know, we have a collective freakout here in this country, and I think it's media-driven, you know, where, you know, China says, we want to be, you know, have our own reserve currency as well. Well, you know, it's the same thing. It's competition. Competition breeds excellence. We shouldn't shirk away from competition. We should welcome competition, and it should force us to want to do better. And, you know, it was interesting yesterday, a story about how, you know, China just signed a deal with the Houthi government in Yemen. We obviously know it's been war-torn, and we've been involved with, because we've been supplying weapons to some degree to Saudi Arabia. China just signed a deal with the Houthi government in Yemen to develop oil there. You know, why are we not doing that?
Good question.
This is business. This is what we want to do. America's business is business. Calvin Coolidge, and we should stick to that.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that, and Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com is the website. We will talk to you next time, sir.
You got it.
Thank you. All right, Chris Markowski, once again, folks, that's right. The business of America is business, and it's time for your radio station to do a little business in terms of the advertising. So stay right there. We're going to come on right back. Kyle Warren for Captain Matthews.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.